I called it the real fight, but like I said, you have your shift in perspective and all these sorts of things, but the real fight's a journey. It's not something that you can win or lose. Following the journey and having an ordinary life, that's what the real fight is.
I remember you were my coach in my first fight. They said I won, I had to check if I heard right. You were my first introduction to dedication, my definition of fighter. I saw my life from a bird's eye. You were a Taekwondo warrior, black belt battler, crowned in the pantheon. Beat up your competitors like there was no chance for them. You set to take it all in Athens 2004, but your diagnosis came back and snatched away our champion. I watched you start to get weaker as Fred the Freak controlled you. Questioned the doctor's agendas and advice that they told you. Can't be contained, put pen to paper and wrote your story. That legacy that you left behind is a lesson for me. Trouble accepting the news, I feel the pain. Sitting still in a room full of people that felt the same. I know you want us to heal and enjoy our life, so I feel it's only right to keep your spirit in my name. That's how I gon' live my life, the real fight. I still fight, I still fight. I know you hear me. I'm doing rap full time and I see my vision clearly. And I've been active, I promise. In fact, I started boxing. I haven't lost it, I'm back in shape and I love this feeling. When I met you, I could see you in myself. You gave me the name Dobby, I started to fight well. 2 years they go by, you see me get my black belt. Full of bruises and welts, you know how good that felt. You challenged me and all I did, built up my endurance. It's a marathon, it's not a sprint. Taught me how to win or lose a battle, take it on the chin. Cause of you I call myself a champion, I won't forget. I can never call it quits. How do I move on from this? Everything's changed, all your family and friends miss you every single day. And I hope you know I took your fighting spirit to the stage, so that I can celebrate you in my name. That's the way I live my life, the real fight. I still fight, I still fight. If you were with us now, I'm sure it's back on the mat, fighting another round. Or on a drive in the morning to find the perfect wave. You duck and dive through the lip with the sun shining down. That's what I think about. Kim, what do you love? I love when my jam plays, scream at the top of my lungs. I love letting my dog off the leash and seeing him run. I love watching the clouds turn pink and orange above. Went to the RPA the other day to see a friend. Paid him a visit, it's overdue, I check in with him. Walked in the lift and I see an elderly couple sighing. One of them sat in the wheelchair with the husband crying. What caught my eye is the cancer bracelet that's on her wrist. I showed her yours, she smiled at me and left the lift. Thought to myself, it's been 20 years, but I feel like you're still with me here, telling me to live my life, the real fight.
Because I was this, you know, Taekwondo champion, that I just had it within me to beat the cancer. You know, it wasn't going to be a problem because, you know, it came up against the wrong opponent. It was me aiming towards the Athens 2004 Olympics. And, you know, things were falling into place. And the cancer was obviously a big spanner in the works. But I always knew that I would come back to the competition. I didn't doubt that.